Hi, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Rockridge sophomore Amelia Thomas having a big year pitching and playing third base. No sophomore jinx. So let's back up to your freshman year. How important was it last year kind of getting a taste of varsity softball with this solid program at Rockridge?
It was a huge opportunity for me, and I think it just really helped me realize that I just have to go out and do my thing and play my game, and I had a great group of girls to help me like mentally prepare for every game and get ready for the big season ahead.
Yeah, no sophomore jinx. I mean, you picked up where you left off. Do you feel any added pressure after you had, you know, you put in those big numbers last year as a freshman?
Honestly, no. I just thought, you know, go out, do my thing, and continue and get better every year.
Well, why don't you tell us about this week? You know, you open up the week. Monday you play Sherrard, knock down, drag out, 5-3, you win. Come back, play a 13-inning game against UT, lose 6-3. Play Moline last night, win 1-0. And it looked like maybe you were going to coast to a victory tonight, but the winning run steps to the plate in the 7th inning. You get the last out and you win 11-9. Now, when I say the level of talent that you saw on the softball field from Monday to Thursday tonight, a lot of kids you see play ASA softball during the summers. What was that like this week, you know, playing those type of games Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
It's a lot of fun to see your teammates that you play with, but you also have to kind of close the curtain and be like, it's my opponent now. I have to take it seriously and not joke around and not interact with them while we're playing.
And I know from an offensive standpoint, why don't you kind of explain to me this lineup, how good it is offensively, you know? And you can say, I'm not going to brag about myself, Amelia Thomas. Man, there's some good hitters in this lineup from 1-9.
Yeah, I mean, we have strong bats all the way up and down the lineup. Like, there is not a time where someone comes up to bat and everyone's like, oh, grab your gloves, you know, we're going back out on defense. Like, there is always someone that will put the ball in play, and there's no worry in my mind when anyone comes up to bat.
Yeah, and I know most people will say it's Thomas, big bat in the lineup, plays third base, but here's a kid that says, give me the ball, I'll pitch a little bit. What about that? I know you're a position player mainly, and maybe you pitch a little more in the ASA softball circuit, but I mean, you apparently tell the coaching staff, if you need me, I want to pitch too.
Yeah, I knew coming into this year that they would need pitching, and I told myself, I was like, you know, I'll do what my team needs me to do. So I mentally prepared to be a pitcher this year as well, as long as third base and any other position they needed me.
All right, so already a Division I softball commit, so you're going to play for the Loyola Ramblers up in the city of Chicago. So why don't you explain that decision a little bit and why you wanted to make it so early?
I wanted to make a decision if I found a school that I felt like was the right fit for me, and if I found like a good fit and had good coaches. And I love the coaches at Loyola, and I love the campus. It's beautiful, and it's not too far from home, which was nice because I wanted my family and friends to be able to come out and watch.
But the cornfields of Lower Rock Island County in the city streets of Chicago, a big difference there. But you know, it's a nice culture adjustment apparently that you want to make. As I tell people, you can always come back home, right?
Yeah. I told my mom, I was talking to her, I was like, I don't know if I'm ready for city life, but I feel like I can make the adjustment.
All right. Well, I tell you, in only two seasons, it's been a thrill watching you play. Good player. There's been a lot of talent in this Rockridge softball program, a lot of great names. But as a sophomore, you're already reaching that. So nice going, and keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
Amelia Thomas with us on WRMJ.